The first of our axioms is a bit of understanding which, if you do not have it and do not comprehend it, you won't be able to do anything with Scientology. I mean, it's just as blunt as that. The first one, if you don't have it very well, and if it's something foggy, so that somebody came up to you and said, what is life? And you said, well, now let's see, it's something to do with electricity. No, it's a static. I mean, I heard once there was a rumor that, let me see. Well, of course I know what life is. No, you don't. Man has been saying that for 10,000 years. It has something, I guess, I understand. No, we're not doing that in Scientology, and that's why we succeed in cases. Life is basically a static. That's the first axiom. Life is basically a static. What is a static? A static is something which does not have mass. It does not have a location in space. It does not have a location in time. It does not have any wavelength. Now, that's what a static is. This static, however, life is a very peculiar static. Very, very peculiar static. And that is, it has the ability to postulate and perceive, and it has qualities. Now, that you won't find in your textbook. Until you get over to R240, their dissertation there. But it's nevertheless very true that life is capable of qualities. Those qualities are best found in the top buttons of the chart of attitudes. Now, you say, well, all right, then, how can you measure it? Well, you can measure it. When you find something, it has no mass, no location, and no position in time, and which has no wavelength at all, the inability to measure it will tell you that you have your hands on life. Now, the funny part of it is out of this static, all other phenomena extends. So naturally, you cannot measure a thing by its own phenomena. Space comes from this. You could say life is a space energy object production and placement unit. You could say that, and that would be equally true, because that's what it does. But I tell you, you would not try to measure a dog by his biscuits. And as a result, why people cannot measure this static by the phenomena extending from the static.